Relationship between phrasing and swing in drum and bass. Advanced edition. In this lesson, we're going to treat swing like it's not just a shuffle dial but the glue that makes your phrasing actually speak over 4, 8, 16 bars. Because here's the big idea. Swing is micro-timing, but phrasing is meaning. Swing changes what it does depending on where you are in the phrase. Inside one bar, swing makes things roll. Across 4 bars, phrasing decides where you push, where you breathe, where you answer yourself. And across 16 bars, you can literally make the groove feel like it's evolving without changing the backbone. So let's build a 16-bar drum and bass groove in Ableton Live at 174 BPM, using stock tools, and we'll make it phrase-aware. That means the swing won't be uniform everywhere. It'll be designed. Step 0. Quick setup. Set tempo to 174. Set global quantization to 1 bar so launching clips stays clean. Now create 3 MIDI tracks. One called drums for your core kick and snare. One called tops for hats and rides. And one called perk or ghosts for ghost snares. Rim ticks, little conversational stuff. This separation matters because we're going to give each layer a different job. The backbone is the ruler. The tops are the swing carrier. The ghosts are where the groove starts sounding like language. Step 1. Build the unswung backbone first. This is your phrasing anchor. On the drums track, load a drum rack with a tight kick and a crisp snare. Classic DNB vibe. You can add an optional rim or shot, but keep it simple for now. Program a standard 2-step for 1 bar. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton terms, that's kick on 1.1.1 and 1.3.1, snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Duplicate that to 4 bars, then to 16 bars. And here's a rule that's going to make your drop hit harder later. Do not swing the kick and snare grid yet. In a lot of modern drum and bass, the kick and snare stay nearly welded to the grid. The motion lives in the air around them. If you want a micro-timing guideline at this tempo, think of it like a hierarchy. Kick and snare anchors. Basically 0 to 2 milliseconds off. Hats, maybe 4 to 12 milliseconds late on selected off 16ths. Ghosts, 8 to 20 milliseconds, and they can be early or late depending on the conversation you're trying to create. That hierarchy is how it stays intentional instead of messy. Step 2. Add tops as swing carriers. On the tops track, load a hat rack. Closed hat, open hat, maybe a ride later. Program straight 16th note closed hats for 1 bar. All 16ths. Keep velocities somewhere around 50 to 80, but don't let them all be identical. Add a little variation. In Ableton you can manually tweak or use subtle randomness, but the point is, swing interacts with accents. If everything is the same velocity, you don't hear bounce, you hear lateness. Accents are what makes swing read as musical. Duplicate those hats across the full 16 bars. Step 3. Use the groove pool like a pro. Open the groove pool, that little wavy icon. Drag in a groove like Swing 16-65 or an MPC 16 swing style groove. Apply the groove to your top's clip. Now in the groove pool, set a starting point. Timing around 45, random around 4, velocity around 10, bass at 1/16. Listen, you're aiming for lean and roll, not drunk. If it sounds like the hats can't stand up straight, reduce timing or random. And I want you to notice something. The backbone still feels stable, because it's not being pushed around. That stability is what lets you get aggressive with swing in the higher layers without the whole track feeling late. Step 4. Phrase-aware swing. Tight in the middle, looser at the edges. This is where it gets advanced. A lot of serious rollers have this vibe where bars 1 through 3 feel stable, and bar 4 gets personality. So we're going to work in 4-bar chunks inside the 16. Take your hats and make them a 4-bar clip, so you can edit phrase moves without juggling a bunch of 1-bar clones. Keep the groove applied. Now in bar 4 only, do a few small moves that change the meaning of the swing. First, use negative space swing. Mute one or two of those swung 16th hats right before a snare hit. The listener expects that late little hat hand. When it doesn't happen, the silence becomes part of the groove. That tiny breath often hits harder than adding a new percussion loop. Second, add an open hat right after the snare in bar 4. Not huge, just a phrase marker. The exact grid location will depend on your groove, but you're aiming for that end right after the snare so it answers it. Third, add a subtle velocity ramp leading back into bar 1. Not a massive crescendo, just a hint that the phrase is turning over. Now duplicate that 4-bar phrase across the 16 bars, but make one of the 4-bar units different, usually the last one, bars 13 to 16. So the end of the 16 feels like it's going somewhere. This is the relationship in action. Swing is the subdivision feel, Phrasing is where you talk and where you shut up. Extra coach move here. Think in accent grammar, not just timing. Pick one recurring accent per bar. A super reliable one is the hat right after each snare. Now do something that sounds counterintuitive. Nudge that accent slightly earlier than the rest of the swung hats, like 2 to 6 milliseconds. So the overall pattern leans back, but the key accent snaps forward. That push-pull makes the groove speak clearly, especially when the arrangement gets dense. Also, separate phase from swing. Two clips can have the same groove setting but feel different if the clip start is offset. So try this. Duplicate your 4-bar hats clip, and in the duplicate, nudge the clip start forward by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Use that version only for bar 4 moments or bars 15 and 16. You're getting phrase energy without touching the groove amount at all. Step 5. Ghost notes. This is the real swing engine. On the perk or ghost's track, load a drum rack with a ghost snare, a rim tick, maybe a light shaker. You can even add a very quiet break texture later, but for now just build the MIDI layer. Program ghost notes around the main snare. Put tiny pickups before beat 2 and beat 4, and little tails after the snare, like a response. Keep the main snare locked on the grid. That's non-negotiable for this style. For timing, you can either apply the groove pull to the ghost clip too, usually slightly stronger than hats, or you can manually nudge notes off-grid using alt or option drag. Try the starting point on ghosts, same groove as hats, but tining around 60, random maybe 5 to 8, velocity influence somewhere in the low teens. Ghosts should breathe. They should never sound like a second snare player fighting your main snare. Now phrase it. In bar 4, add an extra tiny pickup leading into bar 1. In bar 8 and bar 16, do a slightly more obvious pickup. Not a big fill, just enough to tell the listener we're turning the page. Here's a slick macro phrasing trick. Add a ghost note answer after snare 4, but only every other phrase. For example, bars 4, 12, and 16. That gives structure without clutter. Step 6. Commit swing strategically. Once you like the feel, you might want tighter edit control. That's when you commit. In the groove pool, you can commit the groove so the MIDI notes physically move. Use this when you're done discovering the feel and you want to hand-edit phrase moments precisely. Or you plan to resample to audio and you want consistent timing. But don't commit too early. If you commit while you're still exploring, you'll end up fighting edits and you'll lose the ability to quickly tighten swing for impact later. Step 7. Arrange the swing so it evolves over 16 bars. Think of this like a record. Same kit, same vibe, but the groove changes function as you move through the phrase. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Medium swing on hats. Minimal ghosts. Just enough roll. Bars 5 to 8. Add pressure. Maybe add a rim tick on offbeats. Raise ghost velocity slightly. If you want more grit, increase groove random by about 2, but don't go crazy. Random is seasoning. Bars 9 to 12. Variation and response. Drop the hats for half a bar occasionally to create space. Bass equals impact. Introduce a very quiet ride pattern, just a hint. Low in the mix. Bars 13 to 16. Turnaround. Pre-drop energy. Here's the move. Tighten the swing slightly on hats. Reduce groove timing by 5 to 10. That creates urgency. It feels like the groove is leaning forward, even though the kick and snare are still authoritative. Then add a snare fill, but keep the main snare hit intact. Decorate around it. Don't replace it. And now, automation. This is where you get that section lift without adding more drums. On tops, put an auto filter and automate the cutoff opening over bars 15 and 16. Add a utility and give a subtle gain lift into the turnaround, like half a dB to maybe 1.5 dB. On the ghosts, automate a saturator drive up by 1 to 2 dB in the final bar for hype. That tightening swing before the drop trick is huge. Tighten for forward motion, then relax after the drop for that release feeling. If you want an even more advanced spice option for bar 4 only, try a quiet 3 against 4 illusion. Add a tiny percussion tick every 3/16, very low in the mix, just for that one bar. It creates tension without changing your backbone meter. If it starts sounding like a different rhythm entirely, it's too loud. Step 8. Glue the groove without flattening it. Group your drum tracks into a drum bus. Add EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz if needed, and if it feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you crush it, you'll actually hide the swing, because micro timing needs transient clarity. Add saturator with soft clip on, and just a touch of drive, like 1 to 4 dB. Limiter only as a safety net, not for loudness. And a quick sound design teacher tip. Swing only reads clearly if transients are clear. If your hats are too smeared, you won't hear the placement. Try drum bus on tops with very light drive and transients plus 5 to plus 10. Or use saturator very lightly. The goal is definition, not brightness. Also, make ghosts audible without turning them up. On the ghost's track, give a gentle EQ boost around 2 to 5 kHz so the ticker reads. And consider narrowing them with utility, even close to mono, so they sit in the center. Quiet but readable ghosts do more for phrasing than loud ghosts that cloud the snare. Before we wrap, let's cover the classic mistakes so you can dodge them. First, swinging the kick and snare too much. That makes the whole track feel late and weak. Keep anchors tight, swing the air. Second, using one swing amount for every element. Real groove has hierarchy. Hats one feel, ghosts another. Percussion another. Third, too much random. It turns roll into slop. Fourth, no phrase variation. A perfectly swung one-bar loop copy-pasted for 64 bars is static. Even tiny edits every 4 bars make it feel produced. Fifth, committing too early. Stay flexible until the groove is chosen. Now a quick practice run you can do in 15 minutes. Make a 1-bar 2-step with tight kick and snare, no swing. Add 16th hats and apply swing 16-65 with timing 45, random 4, velocity 10. Duplicate to 4 bars. In bar 4 only, remove 2 hats before the last snare. Add 1 open hat after it, and add 1 extra ghost pickup into bar 1. Duplicate that 4-bar phrase to 16 bars. In bars 15 and 16, reduce swing timing by about 8 and automate auto-filter opening on the tops. This audio version is shortened for playback.